You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Nobody loves no one.
There's Anthony Tonin and Wicked Game. And yeah, having a wicked game here this morning, having lots of fun games on the Saturday spring. I'm not sure if it's a spring, more of a dawdle. We're going to be talking about gigs coming up, and your gig is showing, as I said, it's our newish feature on the Saturday spring, some of the shows that you might be looking forward to seeing over the summer. But this is coming up next Friday night, and we have Molly and Caitlin from BFM to tell us about the BFM Christmas party. Morena.
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 How are you two?
Yeah, we're okay.
We're all right.
We're tired.
We're very sleepy. Yeah.
Yeah. What have you been doing?
Well, yesterday we had a really beautiful memorial for our friend and colleague Jules, who passed away. So it's been a very strange fortnight of mourning and like planning for the memorial, and then simultaneously planning a big party the Friday afterwards, Friday.
Yeah, we had a lovely celebration sort of up here-ish with some alumni as well last night, and it was really beautiful. So and now we're gearing up. We've got less than a week to go until this party, so that's kind of far out. That's crazy.
It is, yeah.
That's wild.
Never stops.
No.
Beautiful floral tributes at the desk there. An amazing portrait.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is really kind of, well, more than kind of, very sad coming into it this morning to see that.
Yeah, that's such a great photo of Jules. It's the one that... It's been on the BFM account, but I think it's like so emblematic of his personality and like one of his many sides. He looks very steezy.
Yeah, I think that was the shot. It was Paul Taylor that did it, and Jules used it for like I think all of his like press for his project of Blunt Jester and everything. So it was the shot that he loved that photo. So we're stoked we could use it. So
yeah.
It's got its nice place at the moment. It was a bit of a jump scare this morning. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, same. I felt the same when I came in. But I remember that you'd... but the floral tributes are huge, aren't they?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Who did them?
Someone Steve Newell is friends with.
Yes.
The name has...
Left my brain.
It's left my brain, but it's, big. Yeah, like, Steve... did so much for yesterday, and including organising those flowers. So, yeah, it really wouldn't have happened without Steve and Tom and Sarah and everyone really at the station. But it was really...
Hugh,
yeah. It was good to happen. And it was nice to see so many generations of BFMers there.
Albeit for that event.
Well,
we're here this morning to talk about the Christmas party. As you say, you've got that to organise for Friday night across Whammy, Double Whammy and the Public Bar. So I've played three tracks. I don't know, I think there's a little pixie. There's a Christmas elf in the
machine
this morning, and it's teasing me.
Yeah.
It's having fun.
Naughty elf.
It's an elf on a shelf. So anything could happen this morning. So I've already played three of the artists that are going to be on the BFM Christmas party. It's a very eclectic mix, isn't it?
Mm. It is. It's classic for BFM because it's kind of what the sound of the station is, I think.
Yeah. Molly curated the whole lineup. I'll give them their credit where credit is due, and they've done such a wonderful job of making every room sort of a really different feel, but again, it's everything that sort of is encompasses the 2024 BFM sound as everyone on this lineup.
Well, you say that we kind of actually, I didn't really curate the lineup because if you go into programming, into Anika's office, there's a big whiteboard that looks kind of like if you were to walk into a conspiracy theorist like basement, that's what it looks like.
Don't listen, Anika.
But it was all of us like sitting crammed into this tiny little office, just like listing, you know, all the people that we love to see play live or whose music we love. And we just kind of like just worked through these lists and like, we're like, but this and this and this. And then it kind of just came
It's a bit like the others way, really. You can go into different headspace every 5 minutes if you want.
Well, yeah, exactly. 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, so the lineup is we heard Anthony Tonin, mm-hmm. And Dick Move, mm-hmm. and Moko Thron, and who else is playing?
There's a whole bunch, so maybe we could talk about it by the rooms.
By rooms.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
Bring out that whiteboard.
Yeah, so... I guess, yeah, if most people now probably have gone into Double Whammy and Public Bar since the refresh. But if not...
It's gorgeous,
it's
by the
gorge.
Way.
It is very gorgeous. I'm very, very, very stoked to be putting something on in there. But if not, you walk first now. If you're going to Double Whammy, you go through Public Bar. And in Public Bar, we have BFM DJs spinning vinyl. Mm-hmm. And we've actually got... we're very lucky, Murray... Kamek has agreed to. Yeah, he's agreed to play at 7 p.m. So we're actually opening a little bit early. So if you want to see Murray play, come along at 7 p.m.
How long's he playing for, Murray?
He's got an hour.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be one groovy hour. Yeah, from 7.
And then it'll be Penny, and oh no, it'll be Dubhead, then Penny, and then Carlotta and Scarlett of Love Language. And then the prof ending things off.
Yeah, as it should be. The prof should be closing off Public Bar. He's so epic.
And then in Double Whammy, it'll be starting off with Roy Irwin, and then Crom Jean, and then Anthony Tonin.
Crom Jean.
Crom Jean.
Crom Jean.
Crom Jean. yep, I think, yeah, it's French.
It's French,
yeah. Okay. Excuse my French. And then... and then we was up to Flamingo Pier.
Yeah.
And then Dick Move.
Close off that room, which that's a stacked room anyway. To have, like, I've never seen half of these people live, so I'm so excited.
I've never
seen Anthony Tonin. Never seen Flamingo Pier, which feels ridiculous. Never seen Dick Move, which feels like...
Same.
Awful, because they're whammy itself, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Dick Move is whammy. So I'm sorry to them for not seeing them, but I'm very excited. It's going to be a great room.
Yeah.
It's going to be such a huge room.
I'm really excited to see Roy play because I'm a massive fan and I've never seen them play live before, which is always a fun thing, being like, I'm a big fan of someone, and then you book them and then you get to see them play. And then in Whammy Main Room, kicking things off with Fizzed DJs, which is Jack Glacier and Leo CW. And then Moko Thron, Karu, and then Teddy, B2B, Monogamy, and then Cupid. Yeah.
Is that how you say that? Monogamy.
Monogamy. Right. Yeah.
So Monoga, full stop, MY.
Yes, Carly Monogamy.
All right. Carly Monogamy. What does Carly Monogamy do?
Well, that's a good question. So Kylie Monogamy and...
Kylie Monogamy.
Yeah, Kylie Monogamy.
Yeah.
Kylie.
I was talking about her earlier, right?
An icon. Kylie and Teddy, they are two of the... there's a few founders, but two of the people that run Nympho, which is a very influential club night and collective that's been going for a few years now in Tamaki Makaurau. So, yeah, they're, like, pretty cool, pretty huge. Also my mates, but I think they'll... I am saying they're actually completely unbiased. They really create a community and a space for a lot of people who wouldn't have had one otherwise with Nympho. And
Nympho.
And they're just like fantastic curators of like a sound. They book really amazing DJs from overseas and then build really great lineups around that. They're very cool. And they also do make music as well.
Oh, they're so talented. Teddy did, I think, one of my favorite live sessions of the year saying that. Very openly, it's true. Teddy's live session on BFM this year was like tear-jerking, this like beautiful experience. And you should listen back on the website if you can before you buy tickets to this, obviously. oh gosh, they're just so blooming talented, as is everyone on this lineup. But
yeah,
I'm so excited to see Teddy and Monogamy. I'm so excited to see Cupid as well. I'm so glad we booked Cupid. They're so talented. They're this young, like, emerging DJ that I saw at Alarm World, and I said to Cupid, I was like, we've got to book you.
Yeah.
Like, I want us to book you. And now that we have, oh my gosh, I'm so happy that they're on Team B. It's so exciting. It's very cool.
So that's a lot of acts. It's a big night, next Friday night, and general admission sales are available. Where do you get them?
Under the Radar. They're a really cheap ticket for how incredible that lineup is. Usually you would literally pay hundreds for that lineup. We're giving it to you for $25, dollars, of course. So, yeah, Under the Radar, look up the 95 BFM Christmas Party.
Shout out Under the Radar.
Shout out Under the Radar.
Yeah, that's a really good price.
Yeah, no, it's...
It's a busy time of year, though. I mean, people will be wanting to get out.
Yeah.
Well, everything will sort of been wrapped up by that point.
Last day of work.
Including the presents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come celebrate your last day of work on our last day of work with us at work.
Yeah. What time does it start?
Doors open for public bar at 7.
Oh, 7 for Murray.
Yeah.
And then 8.
8.
me whispering while still on the microphone, 8.
And then it's kind of like, if you want to get there a bit earlier, you can come at 7. And it'll be chill vibes. I think it's a little bit after 8 that Roy
kicks off,
yeah.
Well, given that you two are intrinsically responsible for this gig, can we give away some tickets?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, we can give away, should we give away a single pass?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, well, I've got a favourite question to answer. You can text in the answer here. How about this one? You can finish this line for me. This is about Morkeltron, and the text number 5395, and they're self-described as dark, problematic, trauma-driven, Māori, electro, bass, straight outta where? Straight out of where? Morkeltron, dark, problematic, trauma-driven, Māori, electro, bass. Straight out of...
I was going to finish
it. Okay, hold back. I know. Hold back, Molly.
I am a massive fan of Morkeltron. If you haven't listened to White Air, the album that just came out. Oh, my God. It makes me cry. Like, O Te Tahi, that track makes me cry so much. But it's good tears, but it's like, yeah.
It's
yeah.
not the answer's not Compton.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a good clue.
So, straight out of where. And the 5395 text through, and we'll get your ticket to the 95 BFM Christmas party next Friday night across Whammy, Double Whammy, and the Public Bar. You've got to expect you're expecting a big crowd.
We hope so. We'd love to see everyone there. It's like a great way to support the station as well. Like, events are kind of. I mean, it's how we get to see people, because otherwise we're all just up in the studio.
Yeah, just, BFM sort of like we've always run on, you know, the smell of an oily rag. So this is like our end of year fundraiser. So if you want to support, there's also an option to pay $50 and be a super supporter too. So to keep these lights still going and. We're very lucky, so.
Yeah.
Hoping for a big turnout.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, you two, for getting up here so early in the morning.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Appreciate it.
What a pleasure.
And the ticket is available to you if you know the answer to where are Morkeltron, straight out of where? Basically, where do they hang out? What city? What town? It's pretty easy. but I won't accept Auckland. Okay, you two, thank you very much for coming up. We're going to play Teddy now. The track that you've picked, Molly.
Oh, yes. This is for a different holiday. This is Halloween themed. It's Halloween MSMSMSM, so it's fans of Sophie. This is a Teddy flip of a Sophie track, and it's pretty freaky.
And what does the rest of the day hold for you two?
Laundry.
Laundry cleaning.
Sleeping.
Yeah. What about shopping? You got to do any of that?
No, but I will be going to recitals for the album release show. I think it's at Double Whammy.
Yeah,
tonight.
After the cleaning and laundry.
Yeah.
Shopping at the bar.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.